You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tom.
Champions play here.
WQAM-FM and HD1 Miramar, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. WQAM-AM Miami.
An Odyssey sports station. Home of the three-time NBA champion Miami Heat.
The five-time national champion Miami Hurricanes.
And Miami Hurricanes basketball.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-FREE.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Happy Monday, Leroy.
Is it?
No, it's not at all.
Is it?
Well, this because, for the. I mean, if we were strictly doing Panthers, yes.
Yes, but and the Canes, who mysteriously have only played like one game in a month, I need to at least get back to them. Yeah, man, I can't. All my teams lost this weekend.
Yeah. Well.
And. I mean, like, yikes.
Yikes. Yikes.
Michigan got stomped.
Oof.
Cleveland never had a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you stink. I mean, you know, that's the what do you want? You thought you were going to win that game? You thought you were going to beat Aaron Rodgers, huh? I saw that Jalen Ramsey has two more sacks than Zach Sealer this year.
Yeah, that's crazy. The... And without calling somebody a fat cat, I'm going to say this. Sometimes success on a football field is the cause and effect of everybody else doing their job. And we don't want to look at it that way because we think, hey, if this guy makes X amount of money, he's supposed to be that dude. Right?
Yep.
that becomes a little more difficult from the inside. And so I don't really jump on Zach Sealer because I know that he's playing next to a guy who's still learning his way.
Who also has more sacks than him this year.
That means that more emphasis can be put on Zach Sealer, and that's something that he's probably never had to experience in his career.
I'm sure it is nothing he's ever had to experience in his career. That doesn't change the fact that Kenneth Grant has 1.5 sacks and Zach Sealer has none.
And Jalen Ramsey has 2 sacks?
And Jalen Ramsey got 2 sacks. I mean, who was more right on the demise of this franchise than Jalen Ramsey? When he was just like,
I got somebody
out of here.
The cornerback who was talking bad about Miami the year before.
Deshaun Elliott.
Yeah, Deshaun Elliott. That guy.
Yeah, he was like... He was like the guy who saw the system storm coming, and Ramsey was like the guy sitting on the beach. He goes, I'm not staying around here for this news report. I'm out of here.
Right.
And like yesterday, it's just like, does it have to be such a kick in the junk, right? Because it's like, you get the lead. You know, I was already frustrated the second half. You get the lead back, and then you're just like, oh, they got him. No! Intangibles, he won't stop. No, how did he shake that guy out of his shoes? Why won't the intangible stop running?
That was a sad moment when 2 intangibles got away.
Woof.
That was like, what? I've never seen that before. They
it's pretty crazy because you play every football game knowing what your weaknesses are, and you pray that the game is not on the in balance with your weakness has to perform, right? And so going into that last drive, saying to yourself, we need to get a stop, right? It is like that in itself. And what I can't figure out, how can so many guys be around the quarterback and none of these guys could sack him?
Dude.
Like
I don't understand it.
Right?
I mean, like, I understand.
Because if you sack them the first time,
right,
they either got to spike it or use their timeout.
Uh-huh.
He was able to just throw that one away. And so then they do it again and get it to McConkley. And to be honest with you, I have never seen a football play with only 2 guys in the whole screen. So when McConkley caught that ball, there was, of the 22 guys, there was only 2 in the picture.
Yeah.
Which was like.
But the thing that was crazy about the play, right, is like Jalen Phillips, who again started his week by saying, we're not a dumpster fire. He not only had him on the waist, he had his arm. What? Right. What? How did he shake you off? How does that happen? You're a behemoth. What?
Right.
What do you mean?
We're not talking about a corner, you know, or maybe even a safety blitz. We're talking about one of your baddest on defense. And if I give you that play and I tell you, you know, at the end of a game, JP is going to get free and go to sack the quarterback, you're going to be like, game's over. Right?
Oh, man, and he was twice. So frustrated.
Oh, I heard the post
right.
game. Were you in that scrum?
Yeah.
He was just like...
Dude, it was like a minute press conference with like 5 questions asked. Every answer was like 3 seconds.
That's how I want Tua's press conferences to be, in fact. I would like Tua to do his press conferences like Jalen Phillips, where he just grumbles and leaves the podium instead of waxing poetic and revealing too many dirty details about his team every single time he goes up there.
You know what the problem with that is the players only meeting is not what you think. Omar kind of
I know what it is. No, I know what it is. I understand what they're doing. They're doing extra prep. Like it's not a they've been talking I know
they made it sound like we're a dumpster fire. We need to have a team meeting.
Well, that's what he does, but that's, you know, that yes, because
he's not clear.
No, he's not, and he also didn't have to bring up anything. But that's the thing is he's like, should I? Tua says an answer, This is a Tua press conference. So Tua says an answer, which was perfectly acceptable. And then he's like, should I stop talking or should I go for 30 more seconds and reveal something that has nothing to do with what I was asked? And he always chooses option B this year. Like, I don't understand it. He has gone up there basically with a gasoline can every time he's around a microphone when he should have a fire extinguisher, but that's just not him. Because I heard four other players be asked something similar. I got a no comment. We got great captains. We got great leadership. You know, what normal players say to keep everything under wraps.
See, that was the problem. I didn't hear Tua's press conference until after we were in the locker room. So when I was asking these guys, like, what are you going to do to make sure you guys are not splintered 1-5, you're 1-5, they were like, we got great captains, yeah. We got great leaders. So after you hear that, I was like, all right, cool, they still together. Then you hear Tua's comments, it's like, whoa, what's going on here? Because I'm hearing two different answers, one from the quarterback, the face of the franchise, and then from the other players in the locker room.
Yeah, well,
that was wild.
It was wild. And then Mike McDaniel's up there just being like, I don't know, you know, my meetings are going good, baby. Everyone's showing up to my meetings.
Well,
you know, so it's just like, it's just like, hey, you know what? It's already been painful enough with how they've lost because they're such a bad team. Because one phase of the team for two of their losses or three of their one was a blowout. Two of their losses, the defense put the offense in a position to win. They pooped the bed. Two of their losses, the offense put the defense in a position. Just get us a stop and we win. And every single time they've blown it.
Right.
And it's just like, they're such a bad team. They are not a good team. Every time.
And that's the starting point, because when you try to give any other explanation, if you start with that, everything else is just reaching.
Yeah. It's
you
just,
know what I mean? And that seems to be what the problem is. If you accept the fact that the strength of your team before the season started with is the worst in the NFL. Your strength is the worst in the NFL. Start there. And then work your way through the rest of the team. And I don't know, to be honest with you, just looking at what it's going to take for a team to be successful. I'm not going to just say better, but to be successful and have some consistent production, you almost have to rip the scab off. Not necessarily with it. Here's the first thing I would do. I would go into Chris Greer's office and I would say this. You're fired. Not to make. If you're not going to say that, I would say this. Under no circumstance are you to make any more roster moves until, right?
You might as well say you're fired.
You might as well. You might as well.
You might as well. If you're going to tell me I can't do anything.
I just don't. The problem with that is if you do that now, you're not. Are you going to have somebody who's going to be able to come in and put the team in a different direction at this point in the season? You see what I mean?
It doesn't. Well, that's the thing that's frustrating about, like, you can't go and fire the coach after a game like that, because it's like, all right, they were able to rally and get off the canvas because the third quarter was going terribly. I mean, it was going really, really bad. And you're like, none of these games as standing on their own have been like, oh, none of them have been the Colts game where you're like, oh, we could definitely fire McDaniel after this one. But as a collective, I don't know how many more of these you could take before you show your fans something. Because, yeah, the crowds are thinning out. The fans are pissed. And at this point, it's just about, like, you know, when is enough enough? That's the question of it. But let's take a break. I don't want us to do the thing where we're going 25 straight minutes on a Monday. If you guys want to get in, 305-567-0560. Dolphins, oof, they lose 29-27 to the Chargers. They're 1-5. Back after this.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Poor Devon Achane, man. What a season this guy's having. Just a complete waste. Guy's out here just balling every single week, running faster than everybody. And it's, it's just terrible. It doesn't make you feel any better that Rico Dowdle had another big game yesterday. Me neither.
Oh, I tell you what makes you sad.
What's that?
That backup running back from the Chargers.
Yeah, that's what they do. Or the fact that they had backup to the backup tackles, and the Dolphins got one sack
against a guy that hadn't played since 2022.
Hey, Matthew Judon should retire, huh? He probably should have just stayed on the couch.
Damn, I'm not gonna hold you. I never see him in the locker room. Like
I never see him on the field except when he's missing tackles or getting penalties. It's crazy. Is every running back and receiver covered in grease? Because I haven't seen this many defenders just slide down people.
I know.
In an entire season, it's like they seem like they have them. That's like.
Seemed like they were playing.
There's a level, and you've heard coaches say this. There's a level of violence you have to go about making a tackle. You can't go up there trying to hug the guy, right? Because that ain't going to get him on the ground, and it very rarely does. You got to go up there with some intention and some violence to get the dude on the ground. And sometimes you know the guy has no chance when he go in there and try to get in a good football position and start chopping his feet. You know, like, no, you got to go with some violence and you got to get the guy on the ground and you got to swarm, you know, and everybody has to be on it just in case. The fact that the one play I talk about where there's only two people in an entire screen on your TV on a football play is crazy to me. It ain't 20 yards down the field. This was then 10, 15 yards of the line of scrimmage. So I don't know.
You guys,
what the answer is, I mean, because, you know, you have a couple of guys in the secondary that have come up and make plays, but it's usually game over when it gets to that point, right? Like, they've already accomplished what they need to accomplish by the time.
Yeah, that's true. There. I mean, yeah, like the way, you know, Dicker was out there just drilling kicks left and right. You know, I'm sure, but it just made it worse. Like the fact that you had the quarterback in grasp, couldn't get him, and then intangibles was there, and you just whiffed him. He just, you know, goes willy nilly down the field, and just, yeah, like, who are these running backs that are putting up 200 a game against you? Like, what type of ineptitude is this on defense? It's so bad.
It has nothing. And what I would tell you is, nothing to do with scheme. Nothing.
That's the thing. They're losing too many close games, bro. That's the thing. It's like, damn, y'all right.
But that's what you look. The difference between a good NFL team and a bad NFL team, I've said this before, is sustainability. Right? When you see a good NFL team, no matter where they are in the course of the game, you always think they're going to make a play or do something to kind of win that game. When you see a team that doesn't have any wins or very few wins, you always look at that team as, yeah, they got the lead, but and it's not anything that they haven't proven to be true. It's just an observation, right? You saying they'll find a way to lose, or they'll find a way to, or the defense won't be able to hold them. You know, people can get mad that you think that, but all you're doing is watching the TV and see it happen week after week after week.
Yeah.
And so from that standpoint, the next moves have to be good moves as far as decisions that the owner and everybody in the organization make. You can't make decisions at this point just to appease anybody. There has to be a plan. So many times, you know, owners or front office people make a decision on a player or coach or whatever just to appease people. And now you're playing, you know, 2 years later, you go, oh, that wasn't the reason why. So these next decisions in the next couple of months or weeks or whatever have to come with a plan of what you're actually going to do to fix it. Otherwise, you can have great coaches with
You can't keep status quo. Like, here's the thing is, like, yeah,
but that's not keeping status quo.
It is, though. Like, if you're gonna go through this thing and you're just gonna keep Chris Greer in charge and you're gonna have Mike McDaniel still be the head coach, it is status quo. And here's the thing is, like, you last year, at the end of last year, they had their year of, we used the injuries didn't go our way. We weren't quite there. Stephen Ross didn't even make him have a postseason press conference with their answers. And he said that he was going to believe in the direction of them. And they've come out here, Leroy, and they've been one of the worst teams in football. And the only thing keeping them from not being the worst thing in football is the Jets. So I don't.
And we stink.
There's no decision that they're going to make that's going to put them in a worse place. They're at the bottom.
No, you misunderstood what I said, right? First of all, let's think of it this way. If they fire Mike McDaniel, but Chris Greer does it, is everybody going to be happy that they got rid of the coach?
No.
Because there's no plan.
No.
If you make a decision to take this route, you better have a plan, some foresight as to what you're going to do. You can't. One of the signs of a terrible organization is you make quick decisions and you have no answer, and you spend the next 2 or 3 years trying to figure it out after.
I understood completely what you were saying, but okay. I don't think that either of those are good reasons for these guys to keep their job for another week.
I didn't say that.
Like not knowing who the guy is, like they should start.
Should keep their job.
They should have more time than anybody to go figure out who it's going to be. The problem is they're probably going to do the bad organization thing, which is keep Chris Greer around and fire Mike McDaniel just because, as Vlad likes to say,
Streets need a body.
So you're gonna throw him up there to the football fan gods, and you're still gonna be stuck with this bum picking people who, you know, have operation injury charts, and he's like, I think it can work out. Because that's how he goes about it. So no, they are a bad organization. They've been a bad organization. And, you know, but I don't think that not having the answer right now is a good reason for these guys to continue to get to go out there. I'm going off the point of where they're at. I'm telling that right. That owner right now, who, yeah. By the way, I know you went down there, Stephen Ross, thinking you were going to celebrate, and instead you got a front row view.
Damn.
to Ladd McConkey going willy-nilly towards your general manager's geniusly built secondary. So I hope you got a good view of that, Steve.
He did, because when he walked to the locker room.
Oh, tell me about it.
Walk of despair. Walk of despair.
Was Garfinkel rubbing his shoulders?
No. Now it's gotten to the point he's just walking dolo.
Like, wow. He tells Garfinkel to get the hell away from me?
It's just him. He just goes, and then, you know, he looks at the security, and it's just like, you know. Because, you know, the personnel, they got to, you know, that's big boss. You got to say hello. And then it's just like, it's one of, before it was like smiling, like, yeah, and then it's just like. Yeah. Like the head nod, like, yeah.
He's in, you know what I think it is?
Marino, too.
You ever have a situation in your life where you have to make a decision and you know you have to make it and it sucks? Because you, like, and I think it's getting to the point where he's going to start having conversations with other people that aren't the GM or the head coach and look for guidance, because I got to tell you, in all of this, right? In all of this, the one thing that just stands out to me, if I were to say, was the beginning of the downfall, was F those picks. And it was cute, because they were having success and winning. But that bill becomes due when you do that. And now the bill's due, and all those guys you said F those picks with are either not here or not performing. And so that is the decision that was made that started this downfall. And I don't care how much you like Chris Greer. If you look at your organization and go to how did this happen, we can all look at one guy and say the decisions that were made by this guy started the process of where we are today.
Yeah, and he's already had his run. It's not like this guy has gotten 2 years to build a team. He's gotten to see this through multiple head coaches. He's been in the organization for years. Like, the idea that anybody with this kind of a track record still gets to be in any football-making decisions is lunacy. There's nobody who has this type of job security with this little success anywhere. Like, it's insane. It's insane, man. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We don't got much down here anymore, but we got the cats. I mean, they beat the holy hell out of the Senators. Destroyed them. Poor Brady Tkachuk. You had to think like he got a text. He goes, well, you're going to beat them without me and Barkey out there? That's tough. But they're a storm.
His brother called him.
Oh, yeah. He for sure got a text.
He took him to the elbow room after the game.
He goes, hey, you still want to be that Senators lifer, huh? Tough show. By the way, shout out to Jonah Gadjevich. Gadjevich got a extension over the weekend.
Good for him.
One of our favorite badasses got a 2-year deal for the Cats. So
that's crazy. They can just keep signing their guys.
Spittin' Chicklets had a funny tweet where they said, number one rule of the Panthers, no one leaves.
Right.
Just no one leaves.
But that's, you know what? One of the things that you understand is if they think they got the right guys, they're going to do whatever they can to re-sign them.
Yep.
Oh, and also, they really, I mean, for lack of a better term, they really F with each other. They heavy. Like, they really like each other.
Oh, yeah.
They really do.
But that's part of it. When you got the right guys, right?
No one's late to those meetings.
You got to.
No one's late to those meetings.
I don't think you want to be late if Sergey, if Bobby, you know. If Bobby, you know, sets a meeting up, you're not going to be late.
No, you would never be late to a Sergei Bobrovsky meeting.
Hell no. You were there 30 minutes early.
Did you guys see this was on social media? It wasn't on our broadcast, but on Sportsnet, Brad Marchand was getting interviewed between periods, and who walks into the background of his interview but Alexander Barkov? Which, by the way, you could see he's holding the brace right there, which he's like, brace. For soft people. But then he tries to do the Homer Simpson where he walks into the interview and then he's like, oh no. And so like he scoots back. He's like, it's like, we saw damage is done, Barky. We saw you.
He has that like innocent, sinister look, right?
Yeah.
Like he looks like, hey, I'm nothing to see here. I'm not doing nothing.
He's like, oh man, they just caught me without the brace. Damn it.
He kind of looked exactly when Tobin asked him that question. And he goes, I don't recall.
But Marsha, I mean, what a start for Brad, man. This
dude, it's like, you know what's awesome about
ridiculous
what he's doing? He understands what needs to be done. Because it's not like this wasn't possible last year, but that wasn't his role. And now he says, you know what? I got to be that guy. And that's what he's doing.
It's incredible. It's really cool to see.
That's just Marchie, man. That's just been him. We just seen it on the other side because he was
hated
the op
him so much.
Now that he's
he's good.
Come on, man.
He's really good.
It's like he's found a fountain of youth down here all of a sudden.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I would think
you know what gives you energy?
Good weather.
The Stanley Cup, yeah, and the good weather. And just an extension, you know, every
an extension.
All of that stuff. He's just happy. Everybody's
not so fast, my friends. To quote the great Lee Corso. There's been people who've gotten contracts, they haven't been playing so well. You know. So getting a contract.
Oh, you mean down here? Yeah,
down here, yeah. Team,
yeah, fat cats.
There's been some fat cats. We talked about one early in the first segment.
He is such a lean cat right now. He's just
all of them.
He's just prancing around, looking good. Let's hear from Jay. Hey, Jay.
How y'all doing today, man?
You know.
What's that?
How you?
Yeah. I'm chill. Man, chill. I'm terrible right now. But,
I'm sorry.
I was calling. I think it's time for everybody to go. Like, it's time to just clean house with everybody. But my number one thing that I always call y'all about is Tua. And my thing with him is, just like yesterday, it wasn't even about his play. It was the post-game press conference. Like, I feel like some of the time he a little too honest. It's like, you know, all of us, you know, most of us on this are married. And, you know, it's some honest thing that you could tell your wife. But some stuff you keep to yourself. It's everything. She don't need to know everything. She don't need to know all the truth. And I think he just honest to a fault, that I feel like now your players look like, if you look at it from the beginning, the Dolphins have basically, since Flo left, they have catered to Tua. They built everything around him. They made this surrounding, this atmosphere plush for him, where he's good. Like, he have no issues. But now he's starting to catch a little fire. Now you're starting to throw your teammates under the bus. Some of the time you're throwing the coaches under the bus. You're doing all this stuff when a lot of players, like, came to bat for you when you was getting criticized. Tyreek was a big advocate for him when he first got here. Tell him how good he was. He was better than Patrick Mahomes. We know. We all ain't believe that, but he did it to hype his guy up. That's his guy. Like, I'm going to hype you up. I'm going to do this stuff. So now that the team is going through this, now you get into a point where I'm feeling like you now throwing everybody under the bus. Like, it's looking like, well, you know, if they do, when I'm looking at the play, Leroy, you know, talks about Tua with the arm strength. The part that bothered me with Tua is when we have opportunities to score, the play to Waddle, when Waddle juggled the ball out of bounds. Like, literally, it was no safety in the middle. If he throw the ball towards the end zone, Waddle walk in the end zone. But he made Waddle do something extra by turning his head the way and made that catch more difficult than it needed to be. So I think just overall the team is terrible. But I think the problem I have with him is that now that we're 1-5, now it seems like you're trying to separate yourself from everybody. Like, you separate yourself from the team, like, you know, where guys need to be leaders. And
yeah, you put in a distraction where it doesn't need to be there. It's
when he talks about leaders, he's including himself.
I don't think he is, though. It doesn't feel like that.
When you listen to the comments, he's talking about leaders. He's including himself. He's not saying I'm excluding.
But it doesn't feel like that.
He's not one of the late ones. He's not one of the late ones when he talk about being late. I'm sure he's not talking about himself. He's talking about other guys being late. I'm sure he's not, I be late too. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that guys be late, guys don't come. That had nothing to do with whatever they asked you. You went off on a tangent about something that didn't have nothing to do with the question. So now it's looking like you placing blame on your other teammates.
And you didn't need to spotlight anything. You didn't need to have that out there. And that's the thing where, one, if it is about his leader, well, why as a leader can't you get everybody to show up on time? Like, why is this a thing still? Because this was already a thing last year with the entire team, where they all talked about tardiness and a lack of professionalism that was oozing through. It's like, well, you can't even get the respect of your rooms or your groups to show up. You can't get the receivers and linemen all to go for whatever the time of a pre-game meeting is to be during the week. Like, and is that something that should be in the ether? Like, I always thought that stuff is supposed to just be, you know, in-house and keep it. Like, it's not typical that that's supposed to be just out there for us all to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Leroy. Is that supposed to be out there? That sounds like a deflector, doesn't it? Like somebody who's trying to deflect blame?
I don't think...
Uh-oh. I think we're losing signal of somebody.
But what I would say is this. The comments about the meetings, didn't give it its proper context. And so.
All right. Well, whatever's going on here, I think we just we lost some computer issues, Vlad. Something's going on on our end.
No, something's going on his end, I think. I don't know.
Well, I don't see.
He's
something's frozen up.
Yeah, he's frozen
on that. We'll take a break. We'll try and get it all settled anyway. All right. So we'll take a break and get it all squared away. Take a break. Back after this.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh yeah.
They find what you need.
They gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.